Hare Krishna. So everyone is comfortably situated. Did you all have a good night's rest? So you are ready for the day? Are you all ready for the week? Ready for what? We are all here to reinforce our spiritual life. We all are here to enhance our spiritual commitment and recognize the purpose of our spiritual involvement. So that is the main objective. We all have joined ISKCON. We all have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. We all are doing whatever we are doing is simply for one objective, that is to become a good devotee. Become a good devotee means to become a pure devotee. Pure means become what we actually are. Impurity is something that is foreign. Water is pure as water. When there is nothing in water, it is water. But when something gets mixed into water, then the water becomes impure. So pure water means just pure, just simple water. So we all are pure, we all are spirit souls. So we simply have to become pure spirit souls. Then only we'll become pure spirit souls. Now our problem is, with the spirit soul, matter got mixed up. And as a result of that, we have become impure. We have two identities, the body and the soul. Deha and Dehi. So Deha is the field and Dehi is the knower of the field, Kshetra and Kshetragya. So, and knower of the field means we know this body and we know how to use this body to gratify our senses. Now that is our problem. Through the senses we can never really get the satisfaction. The real joy, real enjoyment can never be achieved through our sense gratification by fulfilling the desires of our senses. Normally people don't understand that, people don't know that. What's going on in this world everywhere? Everywhere people are just trying to enjoy through their senses. Because they don't know anything better. They think that their bodies and all their perception, all their consciousness, all their understanding, all their activities are simply centered around the body which functions through the senses. And they keep on trying to enjoy, that is, satisfy themselves. But who are the self? Now, who is the self? The self is the soul. And the soul will never be satisfied through this endeavor of gratifying the senses. So the soul has a specific way of becoming gratified or satisfied, and that is by serving Krishna. Soul is a spiritual entity and the soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. Now where does the fulfillment of the part lie? Where does the fulfillment of the existence of the part lie? my finger is a part of my body. As long as this finger is connected to the body, the finger has a lot of utility. It's very important. This finger is a very important, now although it may appear to be very insignificant, but it's a very, very important part of my body. If the finger is severed from the body, then what happens? If somehow the finger gets cut off, then what do? We try every possible means to put the thing back to the body. But if we can't, the finger is separated from the body, then what's the value of that finger? You'll throw it in the dustbin. Right? So the purpose of the part, of the existence, the meaning of the existence or the purpose of the existence of the part lies in its connection to the whole. Now, no matter how insignificant it may be, but there it is, the fulfillment lies, the fulfillment of its existence. Like for example, a tree has many, many leaves. But each leaf is a part of the tree. But as long as the leaf is connected to the tree, it is green, it is juicy, it has so many, it looks so beautiful. But the moment it falls out of the tree, then what happens? Now let us consider what is the criteria that keeps that leaf in that connected to the tree. It is serving some purpose to the tree. It's somehow serving the tree. What is the leaf doing to the tree? It is absorbing the light of the sun and converting its food into energy and supplying it to the tree. The moment it stops doing that, what happens? It falls out of the tree. So the tree's link, the leaves link with the tree lies in the service. And so that is where our existence bears its meaning. We are parts and parcels of Krishna, no matter how insignificant, how small, but we are parts of Krishna. Therefore, we must become connected to Krishna. When we are connected to Krishna, our existence has a lot of meaning. But when we become separated from Krishna, then our existence doesn't have any meaning. And we try to find the meaning out of our existence. And how do we try to find the meaning of our existence? Through gratifying our senses. Through our false ego, trying to establish ourselves as we are very big. That is what everybody is trying in this material nature, to establish himself in this material nature, to prove that how important a person he is. But no matter in the material context, he is considered to be important, how important. But when he leaves his body, then what happens? He doesn't have any significance. So this is what we have to understand, that the real purpose of our existence lies in our becoming connected to Krishna. And how do we become connected to Krishna? By serving Krishna. And what motivates us to serve Krishna? What motivates us to serve Krishna is too high. Lower it. It's too high. What motivates us to serve Krishna? Love. It's the love that actually motivates us to serve Him. And love is there in our hearts. With the soul, love is there. Just as with fire, light is there. And heat is there. With the soul, two things are there. One is consciousness and the desire to love. Many other things are also there. Wherever there is consciousness, there is a tendency to love. wherever there is consciousness, there is a tendency to desire. And by fulfillment of the desire leads us to happiness. So desire is the motivating factor. We desire. And when the desire gets fulfilled, we feel we are happy. But what should be the real desire? Our real desire should be to love Krishna. And what will be the expression of that love is the service. Now what lies at the bottom of all that? What lies at the bottom of all that is our surrender to Krishna. We recognize Krishna, we recognize how great Krishna is. Like naturally, if I'm a part, then the whole is much greater than me. The finger is a part of my body. So the body is greater than the finger. My head is a part of the body, no matter how important my head may be. But the body is greater than the head. So part is naturally greater than the whole. The whole is naturally greater than the part. So when we recognize that the whole, that is the supreme personality of Godhead, whose part we all are, then we naturally develop a tendency to become humble in front of Him. And when you become humble, what is the expression of that humble disposition? The expression of humble disposition is that we surrender. So this surrender is the main factor. The surrender is the main consideration for entering into the spiritual platform. The surrender is the most important consideration. And surrender leads to what? The beginning is the surrender. Our spiritual life begins with surrender. And what is the ultimate achievement of our spiritual life? The ultimate achievement of spiritual life is love, prem. We begin with surrender, but ultimate achievement will be in prem. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in order to give us that Krishna prem. That everybody knows, all of you know. Why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? Namo Mahavadanaya. Then what is the next line? Krishna Prema Pradayate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pradayate. So he came to give Prema. But how shall we achieve this Prema? How are you going to achieve this love for Krishna? There is a process. And the beginning of that process, as I said, is surrender. In the material nature, what is our situation? We all are trying to become independent. In the material nature, individually and collectively, everyone is trying to be independent. There is so much going on in this world for being independent. Everyone is trying to be independent. And the result is, we are trying to inflate our false ego, and the ultimate outcome of that is suffering. We try to exploit this material nature, we try to become independent, to exploit this material nature, and the result is suffering. So this is how material nature actually is punishing us. You'll notice, more you try to enjoy, the more you end up suffering. Why is that? You try to enjoy, and the material nature, who is actually trying to correct us, she is the personality who is correcting our defective mentality, defective consciousness. So whenever we try to enjoy material nature, hits us. Just as the way an animal is trained. Have you seen how a dog is trained? The dog does something wrong, gets a whack. And it does something good, it gets a cookie. This is how we train our children also. You do something wrong, you get punished or you get chastised. You do something wrong, right, then you get praised. So this is how material nature is trying to correct us. You do something wrong, material nature will chastise you, punish you. And you do something right, material nature will reward you. So this is how material nature is trying to correct our defective mentality, perverted consciousness. Due to this perverted consciousness, we are actually trying to become independent. But the material nature is saying, no, don't try to become independent. Because the more you try to become independent, the more you will suffer. So just surrender. But we have to know who to surrender. Who to surrender? The ultimate personality to surrender is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we surrender unto Him, then our life becomes joyful. When we do not surrender unto Him, whether instead of surrendering, what is opposite to surrender? Independence. The more we try to become independent, the more we suffer. And as in this way, material nature or Mahamaya is trying to lead us to Krishna's lotus feet. So as a devotee, when we suffer or become punished by material nature, we consider that it is actually beneficial for us. Oh, material nature is, yeah, she is putting me on the line. I was going off the track and she just brought me back to the line. So whenever suffering comes, we have to understand, I must have done something wrong. So let me become aware of the mistake and rectify it. And in this way, material nature, although it seems that she is very, very strict, very cruel, punishing. But she is actually our well-wisher. And when we act according to, when we surrender to the Mother Nature, Maya, then eventually Maya, this Mahamaya becomes Jogamaya. The same Maya. Same Mahamaya will become transformed into Jogamaya and take us to Krishna. If you want to go back to the spiritual sky, you have to have the mercy of Jogamaya. Jogamaya will engage you in Krishna's service. It is Jogamaya who actually will guide us to the lotus feet of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to surrender. So Bhaktivinod Thakur is explaining this process of surrender through some poetry. He was a brilliant personality. To write poetry is difficult. And to write poetry means to put it in a certain structure. Rhyme. Rhyme it and put it in rhythm. And so Bhaktivinod Thakur was such a brilliant personality. In one hand, writing poetry is difficult. It's very difficult. You have to be specially talented to write poetry. Everybody cannot write poetry. And express things, express your philosophical understanding is also very difficult. The books of philosophy? Did you ever try to read? Try to read Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. You will see what philosophy is. It's completely, it's absolutely difficult to understand. Also, you read, there are so many philosophers. You write their philosophy, it's very difficult to understand. Therefore, most of the philosophers make their presentation through stories. They're so-called big philosophers, but they make their presentation of their, they express their philosophy or establish their philosophy through stories and anecdotes. So philosophy is very difficult to understand. But see what the genius of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur presented the most lofty philosophy, the spiritual philosophy, spiritual understanding, in the form of poetry. And it's so simple, you'll notice, we'll discuss that in next few days. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually expressing why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. And he is saying that he came to give us Krishna Prem, and the foundation of Krishna Prem, the basis of Krishna Prem, the life and soul of Krishna Prem is surrender. So that is the first poetry of Sharanagati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kori. Jibe means to the living entities, Daya Kori means to show His mercy. So Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to show His mercy to the jivas, living entities, has come along with His associates and abode in order to distribute Krishna Prem. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in order to show His mercy upon the living entity and give them Krishna Prem. He has appeared. How did He appear? Shaparshad Shiyodham Shaho Abhutari. He has come with His Parshad, means associates. Parshad, His associates, and Shiyodham. Dham means His abode. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared with His associates and His abode. For what? Ottanto durlabho prem koribare dan. In order to, dan means to give in charity. So He is giving it in charity. What is charity? When somebody gives something without expecting anything in return. So that is charity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give Krishna Prem without expecting anything in return from us. Ottanto durlabho prem, which is very, very rare. This Krishna Prem, He has appeared along with His associates and along with His abode. And therefore He is teaching the process of Sharanagati, the process of surrender. So this now we go back, like when you go to the Vedic philosophy, then we see that all the philosophy, the Vedic branch of philosophy, is ultimately bringing us to this point of surrender. Like yoga. What is the yoga, Ashtanga yoga, leading to? The Ashtanga yoga, the purpose of Ashtanga yoga is to achieve samadhi. What is the meaning of samadhi? The samadhi means to see the super soul in the heart. So when you see the super soul, and who are you? Who is seeing the super soul? The spirit soul. How is the spirit soul? It's very, very tiny. And how is the super soul? He's super. He is big. He is supreme. So when a tiny little creature goes in front of a very big personality, how does he feel? Doesn't he automatically? His head bends down in respect and he surrenders unto him. So therefore, we can see that the yoga is ultimately leading not to samadhi, but to surrender to Krishna. Ashtanga yoga, purpose of the Ashtanga yoga is not just to achieve samadhi. There is something beyond samadhi. That is surrender. That surrender is called Sharanagati or Prapatti. Prapatti. Prapanya, meaning surrendered. Prapatti, one who has very nicely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining to us, why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? Why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. Radha Krishna, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Radha Krishna. Not just Krishna. Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, but he didn't give this. He didn't show this kind of mercy. Because he was just Krishna. But when Radha and Krishna become together, they become very merciful. And who is that Radha Krishna together? Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What's the difference? Difference is, he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Not in the mood of Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani. That's why he is so merciful. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Ottanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan, in order to bestow a very, very rare Krishna Prem. So again, we go back to that same point, Namo Mahavadannaya. What is the meaning of the word Mahavadannaya? Vadanna means munificent, and Maha means extremely munificent, most munificent. So he is Krishna in a most munificent, in a most magnanimous mood. Krishna Prema Pradayate, came to distribute Krishna Prema. But how he is distributing Krishna Prema? He is distributing Krishna Prema by teaching the process of Sharanagati. Ottanto durlabho prem koribare dan shikhaye sharanagoti bhakotero pran, the life and soul of devotion. Doinno atmo nibedan goptritte boron abushya rakhibe krishna bishwash palon. Doinno means the humble disposition, being very humble. What is the meaning of humble actually? To understand the humble disposition, we have to understand, what's the opposite to humble? Pride. So can you consider a situation which is opposite to pride? That is humble. When you are proud, then what do we do? We feel that we are so big, we are so great, we are so important, we are so famous, we are so capable. Now just consider the opposite situation. The opposite situation is, I am so small, I am so insignificant, I am so useless. So that is the meaning of humble disposition. So in order to surrender, we have to become humble. If we are not humble, we won't be able to surrender. A proud person will never be able to surrender. That's why sometimes I feel that actually my sannyas order is detrimental to my spiritual progress. I can't become humble. I'm so proud because I'm a sannyasi. So that's a problem actually. Because sannyas takes you to this platform of pride. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nahang vipra narapati, nacha narapati napi vaishyana shudra. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Sudra. I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Banaprasthi, I am not a Grihastha, I am not a Brahmachari. We have to give up all designations. Sarvapadhi binir muktam. So we have to become, in order to become humble, we have to become free from all designations. Sarva upadhi binir muktam. And what is, at least I can say, what is my position? Not only a sannyasi, on top of that I am a guru. That makes the situation even more difficult. So much, to be so much impetus, to be proud of, to be puffed up of, to be in the, to inflate the false ego. So in order to become surrendered, we have to give up all this pride and have to become humble. You have to become humble. Doina. Then only Atma Nivedan. Then only we'll be able to Atma. Atma means self, and Nivedan means offering. We'll be able to offer ourselves to Krishna. So in order to offer ourselves to Krishna, first we have to become humble. Doina, Atma Nivedan. Then what will lead us to surrender to Krishna? Or remain fixed in this surrender? Goptritte Boron. We offer ourselves to Krishna, but then we realize that Krishna is actually our real Lord and Master. I didn't make a mistake by surrendering to Krishna. I didn't make a mistake by offering myself to Krishna. Because Krishna is the real Master. And what is the qualification of a real Master? The qualification of a real Master is that he gives protection. That is the Master. He gives protection, he gives guidance, he takes care of you in all respects. So is it difficult to recognize that Krishna is our real Master? Isn't Krishna giving us all the protection all the time? Isn't Krishna providing us with everything that we need? Isn't Krishna taking care of us in all respects? So that is it. To recognize that Krishna is my only Lord and Master. Goptritte Boron. Then fourth, what is after that? Abhushya Rokhibe Krishna Vishash Palon. That will lead us to the point of understanding that Krishna will positively protect me. I have surrendered myself to Krishna, and Krishna is my Lord and Master, and Krishna will always protect me. Let whoever come, Krishna will protect me. We have seen this mood through Prahlad Maharaj. This mood is apparent in a devotee of Krishna. Krishna will protect me. I don't care. Haridas Thakur was being beaten up in the marketplace. He didn't care. Oh, you want to beat me? Fine, beat me. I know Krishna will protect me. So that is the mood of a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, even Jesus Christ. How could Jesus stand up against the the entire society backed by the Roman Empire. He was completely defiant. No, I'm not going to surrender to you. No matter whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. How can one get this kind of strength? Because he has the confidence that Krishna will protect me. Krishna will give me protection. And we see, Krishna protected. Krishna protected Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna protected Haridas Thakur, Krishna protected Jesus Christ. They crucified him, they thought that they'll kill him. Could they kill him? Rather, what do we find? Father, please forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. How can a person speak like that? In this tormenting situation, in that painful situation. That means he's not affected by that pain. They're crucifying him, but he is not affected. And then he showed that after 3 days, he resurrected. Everyone thought that he was dead, and he got up and he walked away. He felt that this is not the people that I want to stay with. Let me go back to India. Let me be in the association of devotees. So this is the fourth aspect or fourth anga of surrender. Abhushrokhive Krishna Vishash Palan. And bhakti onukul matra karjiro shikar. Accepting whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness, bhakti, and reject whatever is detrimental to Krishna consciousness. Bhakti pratikul bhav barjanam gikar. Reject whatever is detrimental. We do not accept that. We see that's what motivates us. When I came in contact with devotees, I realized staying at home is going to be detrimental to my spiritual life. So he left home, moved into the temple. We don't watch TV. A big football World Cup is going on. 10 billion people are glued into the TV all over the world. But the devotees think it's just a waste of time. What's the big deal about, some grown-up kids kicking a ball and trying to pass it through a goalpost? But the whole world is glued into the TV, or they're spending billions of dollars to just travel to different countries and watch the game. And they're considering, oh, I'm so fortunate. I got the ticket in the grandstand. So, bhakti pratikul bhav barjanangikar. Reject whatever is detrimental to Krishna consciousness. So these are the six angas of Sharanagati. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Sharanga Sharanagati hoibe jahar, tahar prarthana shune Srinanda Kumar. One who will achieve this Sharanagati, consisting of the six limbs, Nanda Kumar, Shri Krishna will listen to his prayers. Whatever he will tell, Krishna will listen. Rupo Sanatana Pade Dante Trino Kori Bhakoti Binodo Pare Duhu Pade Dhori. Holding on to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur falls down in obeisances. Kadiya Kadiya Vale Amito Adham. With tears in his eyes, sobbing, he is saying, I am so fallen. I am the most fallen. Shikhae Sharanagati Korohe Uttam. Uplift me by showing me, by teaching me the process of Sharanagati, the process of surrender. Rupa sanatana pade dante trina kori bhakoti binodo pade duhu pade dhori kadiya kadiya bale amito adham shikhae sharanagoti karohe uttam.